in a quiet, temperature-controlled room guarded by a police officer with signs saying no flash photography posted all over the walls and doors, there are old-looking books on display.
There are three objects from the Museum of the Bible in Oklahoma. There's a very, very beautiful illuminated Byzantine Psalter.
That's Father Justin, librarian in the Monastery of St. Catherine at Mount Sinai, Egypt.
There's a leaf written on papyrus of the Psalms. And then there is bifolio from manuscripts that's called Codex Climaci Rescriptus. This was the Bible written in Christian Palestinian Aramaic that was later erased, and the same leaves were used for a Syriac translation of St. John's Ladder of Divine Ascent.
Father Justin met with ACU professor Dr. Jeff Childers in 2011, and the idea of the Center for the Study of Ancient Religious Texts was born. That idea came to life Thursday with manuscripts being brought in for display. Father Justin says he hopes the text gives students the confidence and training to look at unedited manuscripts. Dr. Mark Hamilton, Onstead Professor of Biblical Studies, hopes the center has a lasting impact on the School of Divinity and on ACU.
And so part of what we're trying to do today is inspire people and give them a sense of the big picture of what's out there from the ancient world. Texts, as we think of them, as words that move around and are created and studied, but also texts as objects that can be looked at as works of art and studied as works of art.
The opening of the center was part of the 30th anniversary of the Carmichael Walling Lectures. For KACU, I'm Trevor Wyatt.